In love and mercy Jesus pleads with us and for us, November 18th. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness, NKJV. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. The Lord honors His human agents by taking them into partnership with Himself. The heart of Christ is full of forgiving mercy and truth. He is afflicted in all the afflictions of His people. We are to be compassionate, and find joy in coming with a kindly interest to bind up the wounds of those who have been pursued and left half dead by the ruthless hand of the destroyer. We are to be ready to heal the bruises that sin has made. Those who do this are Christ's ministers, and the world has a living testimony of the love of God before them and His representatives. God is revealed before the world in those who practice the works of Christ, and through His messengers He is known as a God of mercy, goodness, and forgiveness. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? God in Christ is ours, and His bounties of love and mercy are inexhaustible. He desires that everyone shall be benefited by the rich provisions that He has made for those who love Him. He invites us all to share with Him in His glory. The bliss of heaven has been provided for all who love God supremely and their fellow mortals as themselves. Men and women would no longer be the slaves of sin if they would but turn from Satan's alluring, delusive attractions, and look to Jesus long enough to see and understand His love. New habits will be formed, and powerful propensities for evil will be held in check. Our leader is a conqueror, and He guides us on to certain victory. Our advocate, Jesus, is pleading before His Father's throne in our behalf, and He is also pleading with the sinner, saying, "Turn ye, for why will ye die?" Has not God done everything possible through Christ to win us from satanic deception? Is He not a risen Savior, ever living to make intercession for us? Is He not ever following up His great work of atonement by the work of the Holy Spirit on every heart? The bow of mercy still arches the throne of God, testifying to the fact that every soul who believes in Christ as a personal Savior shall have everlasting life. Mercy and justice are blended in God's dealing with His heritage.